Hello, and welcome to the Mobile User Acquisition Show, a podcast to help you unlock tremendous growth for your app. My name is Shamant Rao. I'm the CEO of the boutique growth marketing firm Rocketship HQ and host of the podcast Mobile User Acquisition Show. In each episode, we feature experts in the field of mobile growth and discuss strategies, tips, and pointers from the leading edge of mobile growth marketing. By the end of each episode, you will have gained actionable and tactical insights that will help you make more informed decisions in your own work around growth. The Mobile User Acquisition Show is produced by Merrill Vincent, Content Marketing Manager at Rocketship HQ.
A very common metric that is cited a lot in reviewing and evaluating user-generated content, or videos in general, is the hook rate or the 3-second view rate, and its cousins, the hold rate, which is the video completion rate. These metrics are crucial as they measure how effectively a video is capturing and retaining viewer attention. However, it's important to approach these metrics carefully, especially when testing on Meta. And this is because these metrics have a lot of variability across the different placements in Meta. For example, if you examine the hook rate for a single ad, you're looking at an average that spans very different contexts, from audience network to reels to different feeds, Meta, Instagram. Consequently, a higher hook rate in one ad as compared to another doesn't necessarily signify better performance. It might just mean that the placement mix is just different for one ad as compared to another. It might just mean that one ad is running a lot of reels placements versus another that's running a lot more on feeds. Therefore, I recommend using hook rates as a negative signal, but not as a positive signal. What I mean is this: look at hook rates overall and by placements. Look at whether your overall hook rates are exceptionally low. Typically, anything under 20% and definitely anything under 15 or 10% can be alarming. And this is a clear sign that the content may not be engaging. However, small differences between the relative hook rates of two ads should not be overinterpreted. So for instance, if one ad has a 30% hook rate and another has 35%, that should not be overinterpreted. Remembering this nuance can help you make much more informed decisions and optimize your creative strategy much more effectively.
Thank you for listening to the Mobile User Acquisition Show. If any of this was helpful or instructive, I would love for you to leave us a review or rating on iTunes, Stitcher, Overcast, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast fix. This podcast takes a ton of time, effort, and love to produce, and I deeply value every review and every piece of feedback that you share.